Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 3, Episode 6.
Ooh!
Yeah. Six. This week I'm joined by David Reese.
Good morning.
Yes. Or whenever you're listening.
Or afternoon.
Yeah, you'd have to do this in the morning.
Exactly.
You're probably busy.
Mm.
Yeah. Probably not.
True.
Fucking losers watching this. Also joined by Max Smith.
Hello there!
Yay!
And Tim Looney.
Looney.
Hello.
Looney.
Do you want any more brands in your shot there?
He's got My Protein, he's got Cafe Nero and Huel.
Sorry.
Wow. None of them are official sponsors.
Sorry.
It's just Tom is bankrolling. Tom, you had a famous footballer and a famous athlete in your studios recently.
Very true. Very famous.
Well, yeah.
Very famous. Very
one of them I'd refer to as an athletic goat.
Oh, yeah. Really? Well, okay. Really?
It's not Max. It's not Max.
Okay. I'm a human.
Yeah. Whoa. We spoke about this. You do not get to decide. That is a group vote.
Come on, guys.
On your own there, mate.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Make a day.
Oh, it could be clean cum.
Not where I'm coming from.
Where do you come from?
My penis.
There's so many rumours about this. Old bumshot Smith, they call him.
Ready, aim, fire.
It's like Russian roulette. It might be gum, it might be boo.
Never know.
But it might be a tin of spam that I hid in the 1940s.
So these athletes...
Yeah, these athletes, mate. These fucking goats, yeah?
Yeah, well, one was very nice. And the other one.
Well, the fact that you're going into details on this is why we can't say the names, because you're a bitch.
Yeah.
Could have just been nice.
Could
look to the positive side, but no, you're going, oh no, he ran around shitting.
Well, no, we have a car. So we've got a small car park at the back. And so there's about 10 spaces. So you're coming through the gate. The building is kind of closely straddling it. So you have to get into your spaces. He just comes in, just parks. Doesn't go into a space. Like you'd have to go another 3 metres to go into a space.
Just go in one.
Comes in his big old car.
This is old though.
Yeah, true.
Probably
vintage.
Quite very new. But yeah, just caused chaos all day.
I've gone, nice parking. Anonymous.
Yeah.
No.
Couldn't imagine the other one being horrible.
Couldn't imagine it.
No.
That's a failure of your imagination.
Seems like a standout guy. You know?
Standout?
Yeah, don't know.
How does he stand out? Moving on. Dave, what have you been up to?
Well dealt with.
Not a lot recently. Been ill. That hasn't been nice. I think, I don't know what it is, but I woke up in balls of sweat.
It's probably your lifestyle.
Yeah, true. And I have thought to myself, it's my birthday next week.
When's your birthday? The 11th?
8th. Tuesday.
So by the time this is out, it's been your birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Dave, for yesterday.
Cheers.
Happy birthday, mate.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Tom, you're off to Sunderland today.
Yes, I am. Beautiful Sunderland.
We are Sunderland.
Go on, Max.
And everybody loves it.
Yeah.
Shops and everything. I don't know.
We'll be singing there.
No, man.
I was done a kipper there. The Southern National Anthem.
Sunderland.
I'm going to a gig.
What are you
going to
do at the gig? You get it? Rock out?
Just rock out.
Leather
mate.
Jacket?
This is
that
like,
kind of gig?
Do you know what? I wasn't even thinking that. But
yeah.
The leather jacket
Yes.
Leather jacket.
It's been on ice for a while because of the weather. So maybe.
Ice?
Yeah.
Damage it, wouldn't it?
Keep it cold.
Keep it frosty. Who's playing? Who's the singer?
It's a bloke called Gregory Alan Isakov, and I'm assuming it'd be with his band. I'm not a massive fan of the show Afterlife. It was okay, but a lot of his music's in that.
I've
got better things to do with my time.
What?
Live.
Go on. Give us a small insight.
What have you been up to in the past 7 days?
Oh man, just still on that Elden Ring hype, baby.
Yeah.
You know, not much has changed for me. Had a nap.
Nice. Was it one of those ones where you wake up and you're refreshed, or the one?
No, you didn't wake up, mate. Still napping.
So in that land of nod, baby. No, just you know what I mean.
Yeah,
cut that.
Gotcha.
So I went to a funeral yesterday, and then after the funeral, We just went through a drive-through because the food at the place afterwards was terrible. The vegan option was sandwiches, and I opened up the top half of the sandwich, and inside was just rocket leaves and what was a thin layer of hummus. And I closed it and I walked away. terrible. Oh, so anyway, we went through the drive-through, and I ordered, and I was obviously dressed for the funeral, and the guy who's serving me goes, nice suit, by the way. I thought there's a hint of mugginess with the way you said that. So I went, oh, thank you, I've just been to a funeral. And he just froze. He froze up. And he just went, I don't know what to say to that. And then he gave me a free McFlurry. No, you don't have to do that.
Oh, nice.
I felt so bad.
I might pull that trick.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a car. You're just going to be walking along. You can't put the car.
I've been at a funeral. We didn't ask.
He's still carrying the coffin.
Mate, we're closed.
That's brilliant.
So, yeah, little tip there for you, little life hack.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice, yeah.
There you go.
Power played him.
What way?
And I filmed in London this week with none other than James Ormrod and Ryan Locke. We went down there to film with two guys from TikTok. Jack Joseph and Cole Anderson James.
Well,
yeah. So hopefully the sketch that we filmed should be out by the time you're watching this. Go and watch it, yeah? It's called Stephen Tries Diversity. Check it, y'all.
Oh, I love that.
See, Ryan was going around work telling everyone that he's filming with diversity. So everyone at work's going, oh, the dancers. He was like, yeah, filming with diversity, the dancers. And then James Ormrod was telling me, I was like, yeah, you're filming with diversity, you know. He went, are we? And I was like, yeah, Ryan's
telling me. Ormrod tells everyone. He got a picture with them. And then he's asking for the picture now. This fucking video's not out and he's posting. Twat.
You, James and Ryan go for a few drinks after?
No. I got a picture of James on the train. Oh, what a day.
Oh. I don't know whether the picture's stretched or that's just his weird gangly body.
Could be.
Is that one of those mirrors?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah, go on, Dave. Go on. Yeah. So, yeah, that was it was very fun. However, I went for a wee. We were just in the park. A lot of people around, so I went for a wee in a bush. And then I was wearing this costume, and it sprayed back on a little bit of my pants. Man. So I thought, I'll just go back and I'll pour some water on it. Pour some water on it, and it just ran down the middle of my legs. So it looked like I completely pissed myself.
When that happens.
Continued to film, got away with it.
Oh, nice.
Really happy. But yeah.
Look out for that.
Ventured into the world of TikTok. Of course, that world is dominated by Tom and his characters.
For now.
Characters. The real Tom Looney we saw.
Yeah, well.
Moving on.
Oh. FIFA and UEFA ban all Russian teams. Eurovision kicks them out. And a mum on Facebook had a chicken Kiev in support of Ukraine.
Wait,
oh, no.
It's a woman.
What have you guys done to stick it to Russia?
I stopped playing Russian roulette.
I wish you wouldn't. Wait for today's punishment, Dave.
Oh, I am nervous. Very.
What about you, Max?
Just sort of sending bad vibes their way.
Yeah, nice.
Just sort of thinking horrible things about Putin.
Good
and the oligarchs.
Nice.
Tom?
I've not kind of aimed anything at Russia specifically.
Oh, okay. You sit on that fence, yeah? Have you spiked your
arse? Fencing.
I've stopped rushing around.
I'm proud of that.
You're proud of it.
Well done.
Means
a lot.
Just praying, man.
Yeah, man.
Max's football round.
I'm not happy about this. Liverpool won the Carabao Cup.
Liverpool!
Yeah! My question for you, Max.
Okay.
And I don't mean this in a condescending way, it's a genuine inquiry. What gives you the same feeling that football gives, you know, football fans? What is your equivalent?
So, like, the excitement of the thrill, of the.
And despair.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, of course. Do you know?
And West Ham.
Where's our fourth place got? Oh, no! The MSN!
Fuck off!
I was just about to say, well done, but, you know.
Shove it up your ass.
Yeah.
Hammer it home.
We lost 3-1 yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Out of the FA Cup.
Southampton.
Yeah.
Yes, sorry, I don't know why I'm just
sorry, mate.
That's all right. No, no, it's fine.
Please carry on.
If Liverpool lose to West Ham at the weekend, please cut that.
You'll have to tell me.
This is the Max's football
Why?
Oh, man.
I told you not to miss a game for this segment.
Any game. I've just got so much on, man.
It keeps going to primary school for talking.
There's a game on here, I swear.
My game.
Tom.
That's fucking weird, that
weird,
mate.
Mate.
That's creepy, man.
Children of Sunderland run.
I was the man with the binoculars.
He's come dressed as a child snatcher to the quiz. Not
that would be a bit suspect, I say, Dave.
My cunning disguise.
Hiding in plain sight. With this net full of children. Nearly a prop.
I've got the kids and I've won the quiz.
What quiz, Dave?
I don't know.
Still got to quiz. Still got to quiz in Sunderland.
Off to Spain next week. Got a pub quiz there, you know.
You know what? Recently, I was really excited for Horizon Forbidden West to come out. And I was like, I was giddy. I was on edge. I was like, oh, man, it's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so...
Everyone else in game was really worried.
Things like that that I'm excited for.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I'd say that, yeah. Thanks for asking.
Do you want another segment, Dave?
Yeah, please. Love a segment.
Mm.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Yeah, about the FIs. Pete Davidson deletes Instagram account a week after rejoining. What have you got to say about that?
Pete Davidson, he's Kim's fella, isn't he?
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Thank you, Tom.
Wow. I come to you for my news.
That's my favourite one, yeah.
That is a great update on what's going on.
Yeah.
That side of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Behind the A-list curtain.
Yeah, man.
We've had 2 seconds. Let's have an ad read.
Yes.
Max.
Love an ad read.
Oh, Max.
What time is it?
It's high noon.
Yeah, boy. That can only mean one thing. It's our friends at Manscaped. No. It is noon.
Hey.
Noon. Newman around the track. Sign up for your free trial and get psychology-based support to lose weight for good at noom.com/Stephen. That's noom.com/Stephen. STEBHEN. A psychology-based approach. Instead of setting a strict set of rules, Noom empowers you with the knowledge in psychology to build smarter, more sustainable habits and behaviours. Though I am still addicted to muesli. Using a cognitive behavioural approach, you'll focus on the why instead of the what to change your relationship with eating. Everybody's journey is different, so Noom customises a program that emphasises progress over perfection based on your personal goals. Dave, do you have any goals at the moment?
I want to get a bit healthier and work on my legs.
Nice. Dave, do you like beer?
I love beer.
Do you want to keep drinking it?
Yeah.
That's okay, because no food is totally off limits. Food, drink. Keep eating food you love while learning to maintain a healthier balance. I need to do this with muesli.
Mm-hmm.
Curse those raisins. An off day is totally okay and won't set you off course. Noom gently helps you to get back on track. More than 80% of users complete the program. More than 60% of users lose 5% or more of body weight. And 60% of them keep the weight off for a year or more. Lose the weight for good. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/Stephen. That's noom.com/Stephen. Thank you, Noom.
Woo! Cheers, Noom.
Nice one, Noom.
Moon backwards.
Oh, is that why they did it, do you reckon?
Don't think so. Oh. Hey, Max.
Hello.
Get ready for this one. They
want to know. Quote from.
Come on. Yeah, boy.
Nice up.
Got a great quote for you this week.
Nice.
It wasn't said this week, but it was in the news this week. And the quote is, hey, what did pussy taste like in the 60s?
For me, instantly I went to Anne Robinson.
Okay.
I'm thinking like Michael Caine. He was around in the 60s.
But he wouldn't be saying
what
that.
What would he say?
Oh,
that?
Right.
What was the quote again?
Hey, what did pussy taste like in the 60s?
Oh, bit so vulgar. It's like a young person.
Louis Theroux.
Okay.
Good.
So Kanye West.
Oh, Sean.
What is yeah? the choice?
Hey. You would have known that.
How has that got past me?
Yeah?
That's embarrassing, mental. Mate.
Very embarrassing.
Did you put that into undermine him or let him shine? You know,
let him shine.
That was a power play I've ever saw.
No, yeah, never, mate. Yeah, not me. Yeah. he said that to Paul McCartney at a party.
Nice.
Paul McParty. And yeah, that's just a great moment
what
between those
did
two.
What pussy taste like in the 60s? Mm.
Yeah.
Actually, granddad, I would have said.
Yeah. Wonder what it would look like.
Probably the same.
They've evolved so much, man. I don't even recognise them anymore.
They've got all these gadgets on these days. All these widgets and whatchamacallits. I can't keep up.
What do they look like?
All these 5Gs. Oh, Christ.
Oh, the bells and whistles.
But your nan's vagina had a few bells.
Did you got a few whistles?
Yes!
We were saying that today, right?
Yeah.
In the edit, it may look like I'm looking at you.
I thought so.
No. It's in the edit.
Keep it with the edit.
Coming after your own nan's vagina.
Drawing them on.
Yeah. Okay, Dave, you can read this next bit. What does that say?
Oh, nice. Oh, struggle. Dave Punishment.
Yeah, it's Dave Punishment. That's right. We, of course, put this to the Mark. To you people, yeah, man, you great relax. People that watch this podcast.
Snitches.
And listen. you voted for Dave to be punished rather than Tom. It was close, though.
Yeah, cheers, yeah, people. Yeah.
Drum roll. Da-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, boy. We have some wax strips.
Taking a piss.
It's going to be your punishment next week.
Where do you want to get waxed? Your arm?
Oh, can we not do an eyebrow?
No.
Okay, back of the neck then.
Should I do it?
Back of the neck could be good for you.
Back of the neck could be good.
Tom, do you want to come round and do it? Because you seem keen on this. I'm going to sing a hymn in the meanwhile.
Yeah.
Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. It's coming across as a cult, this, isn't it?
No, are we doing like a countdown sort of thing? Or
yeah.
Like a...
I've got 9 letters for you.
Yes! I love that.
3, 2, 1.
It's not worked.
No, it came off. It just left it off.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
Oh my fucking god.
3, 2, 1.
You okay? Done the same again, man. It's got cork.
When will you learn? Anyway, that was Dave's punishment. Thanks for watching, guys.
You voted for this.
I'm crying.
When you put your coat on later, you're going to have to rip that off.
Oh, God.
Dave, I'm sure you'll have an answer for this. First question, what is something you will never do again?
Wax, yeah.
Chill jokes.
Yeah. Chill jokes. That is a good one.
Tom, for you, eat meat.
Oh, that's true.
Nice. I will never do that again.
No amount of money could make you do it.
I couldn't change my lifestyle and become a meat eater again.
No, of course.
Yeah. Like, I could probably eat a chicken nugget if it was gonna set me for life.
Yeah.
One chicken nugget.
I'm prepared to do that. Yeah.
Destroy one life to sort of satisfy your own.
Oh, I know what I wouldn't do anymore. Show off free running skills in front of people, because last time I did that, fucked my leg right up.
Free running?
Yeah. Used to be like thinking
show
I was
off behind
parkour.
Closed doors.
Yeah. Like, I'll show you my scar. Bang.
Ooh, what did you do?
God.
Jumped over a fence and then landed on a bench. Didn't realise it was there. She probably should have done a recce.
You should have looked. Yeah.
You should check out the spot, see where we're going to land and roll.
200 metre drop the other side
of the back. It's still falling out. Fell on the edge of the earth.
Just Dave in a hot air balloon doing his parkour. No, Dave! Come to look over.
I'll do it. How deep are we? I'll find out.
How deep? I used to practice parkour in my nan's back garden. Not a euphemism. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Doing parkour, nan.
Yeah, I got some shoes with the bubble in, which then now known as Nike Air Max.
Yeah.
To help me do my bouncing around and stuff. Still being the heaviest in my class, free running wasn't my game. So those are the paving slabs in my nan's back garden. R.I.P.
Oh.
The paving slabs.
You cracked them.
That was a joke.
Oh.
God forbid. R.I.P. I'll never joke again.
No. You know, when you're kind of younger and stuff, just white lies.
White lines,
homework, and, you know, nights out and stuff and things.
Yeah, yeah,
just
man.
That you're just kind of, you know, it's easier to just say something, you know, that isn't true. Just
wasn't me,
kind
officer.
Of, yeah. But these days, like, it's just
catches up with you.
Don't ever complicate your life.
Yeah, man.
Just be honest.
Just keep it real.
Keep it real.
But when you do tell the truth, don't do that. Yeah.
What are you gonna do about
that? Fucking what?
It was me, officer. Your move.
That's fun.
Own guinea pigs.
Yeah.
Not my game. Not my game.
Not for you, guinea pigs.
Yeah, shit with animals.
What about a hamster? Would you ever own a hamster? No.
Basically the same thing, aren't they?
I like hamsters. They're tiny.
Yeah.
Mm. I used to have a hamster and a bull. You used to call it Jeff. It was a girl, but I used to love Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
So I was determined to call it Jeff. And one day my dog ate it. Devastated. Got through the little ball.
I'll never smear a hamster ball in peanut butter. That's what I won't do.
That's sad.
I was trying to slow it down with the peanut butter, but no. Oh.
Fucking hell. Did you see it happen?
No. I just woke up with it off.
Just Dave lying on the couch. Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
I would come up, but this is an interesting bit on the film.
So it was just gone.
It was gone. That's yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Poor bastard.
I don't think I'll ever work a shit job again for no reason. Just for the sake
we'll
of
see.
You know. Yeah. I'd like it. These it'd be part of a plan if I had to.
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, Tom's plan.
You know, temporary sacrifice.
He keeps it in a storage unit in Warrington. I'm going to work at Car Phone Warehouse. As a summer job. You'll see. So we just changed all the phones to your picture as a screensaver. Yes. And I'd do it again.
Figured me out.
After running away without getting your first paycheck.
That's too far, man. He's worked hard. No, he hasn't.
He changed the phone to his face.
That was during his lunch break. He wouldn't steal from the company.
Got kids to feed.
If I was a customer and I saw that, I'd be like, no thanks.
If you were a customer.
If I was, I might not be.
What are you doing in the store, sir? Max's plan.
Undercover buses.
These screensavers have been changed.
It used to be my face.
That's not a face.
What?
Imagine your bum.
Yeah, it could
penis,
be.
Penis, maybe.
Yeah.
Penis with some bells and whistles on
it. Like that on my phone.
Max, I've heard a rumour that you'll never work with Gymshark again.
Who's been saying that? No, I've not heard this. But then, to be fair,
it's all over Twitter, man. Did you help press announcement?
Working with Gymshark right now, baby. Never stop.
Never stop.
If you know, you know.
Oh, we love. We love.
We do.
Oh, at least I got a rucksack out of it.
Yeah. What do you regret not starting when you were young?
So, football, regret not starting when I was young.
Sorry.
It's all right. That's fine. It's about right.
Yeah, man.
Go on, you regret not starting that when you were young?
I joined a team. I started playing when I was... So, I joined
when
my
the game
first...
was invented, I imagine.
Yeah. Back then, we were playing seven heads.
Seven heads, mate.
Get in, Dave. Get in.
Yes. That's techie-in.
Yeah, man.
I think I was year seven when I joined my first team.
Yeah.
But it was just too late if, you know, kind of you wanted to get anywhere in it.
Nah.
Look at Jamie Vardy.
Yeah, look at him. Look at him.
No, but he probably would have been playing since before 11.
Get over it.
Yeah. I mean, this is just, you've asked the fucking question.
Are you going to cry?
What could it mean?
What are you going on about this for?
Wizard of the dribble on the playground.
Hey.
Probably investing.
Oh, Dave, no. No, Dave, no.
Would have been £2,000 in debt instead.
Are you in debt right now?
Nah, I just lost 200 quid.
Really? Yeah. What do you invest
lost?
In?
Could it go back up?
No.
You're propping up Putin, aren't you?
I lent him 200 quid.
Oh, that's what that means. Yeah. No, I put money into gold, and the net margin dropped.
Yeah.
So I lost it. Don't
worry about it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully that comes back in some form or another down the line.
Yeah, what goes around comes around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
The 200 quid might fall on me head one day. That's what I'm hoping for.
Oh. Yeah.
Or £200 piano.
Max.
Wish I got into World of Warcraft when I was a young kid.
Oh, yeah, Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd love to know that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. As a kid. I wish I knew the dice roll for dagger. You know. But don't. And it sort of really gets me down on the Sundays when I play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I have to read the fucking manual. Oh,
and all the years ago, you were a nerd for reading the manual.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Loser.
Fucking laughing stock of the group.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like, you know, I wish I got into like computers and shit, you know, as a younger kid.
Got into them.
Kill me!
Mike TV?
Sent to me the paperclip.
Do you need some help?
The fuck's this weirdo with my computer, man?
Control-Alt-Delete.
Yeah.
Really disguise of the child snatcher. What could he possibly want?
That before. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I think that's
I can't even reach it, man.
Yeah, it works as a callback. Never seen you move so fast.
You just fall into the laptop.
Yeah, get me in there,
I'm feeling home. Oh. Fucking Spider-Man. Which, like, you know, sort of coding.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's why I mentioned football. I guess a lot of it is.
Oh, again.
Fuck me.
Well, it's skill based, isn't it? Because like, I think the same with musical instruments and stuff. Like, I wish I'd started playing guitar when I was a kid.
Yeah. Never came up for guitar.
But you pick that stuff up quicker as a kid, I guess.
Pick?
Now.
No, that learn a language.
Oh, yeah. Learn my language.
Learn to talk.
Yeah.
I'm
too younger.
I think, as you say, skill-based stuff.
That exercise.
I was gonna say,
bit of gym work.
Yeah, like, man.
Just, yeah, man.
You have to tell this fella.
I was a scrawny kid.
Tell me about it.
So much has changed.
Yeah.
Cook. I have no idea anymore. What that was cook. So that could have been useful.
I'll show you. Yeah. And you and your flatmate again, your sticky necks up.
Oh, God.
We have one.
I did what I wanted to do quite young, except for have sex.
That'd be mine.
What?
Have sex.
Watch me have sex.
Yeah. Huh?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next question. Biggest loopholes you've exploited? The ones in Max's trousers?
Hey, and he's exploited them, baby. He gets what he wants. And I gladly give.
What is he saying? I don't.
Yeah, man.
Cut that, man.
Yeah.
Bug five, big time. Thanks for watching the stick. biggest loopholes you've exploited?
Nice guys don't always finish last.
What the fuck was that?
Need I say any more?
That was the Stephen Tries podcast, everyone.
They've just fainted away.
We've got our title.
Before he finishes the sentence. Nice guys don't always finish.
What about me?
Do you want to expand on that, Dave?
I suppose. Just being in, like, if you're nice in life, you can have good things.
You heard the question, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's a fucking
loophole and a half, Dave. In my Spanish GCSE, the teacher walked out of the classroom for the writing exam. and I just got out my test and wrote it down.
Oh, clever. Oh, nice. Clever. Yeah, yeah. Clever. Like brilliant, that.
Man. And I'd do it again, but I'd get a lot of odd looks.
So I used to get A4 sheets of exercises
they
to
still do.
Those. In yeah, I don't know, I've not been in school for a while.
Oh, papyrus, yeah,
in year six. In year six with the maths, you'd have so many problems on a page.
Some of us didn't get to year six.
Just in case.
Is that me again? But I guess so far on the problems, and once I knew that I had figured out how to do it,
yeah,
I didn't want to go and do another 10 questions. So I would just write all the, 13, 14 feet and just leave it all blank and I'd move on to the next bit. And so I would kind of storm ahead.
Yeah.
So I was about 3 sheets of work in advance, doing really well. And then that lunchtime, I broke my arm and went to hospital. I left my book open in the class and teacher found it. And
saw that other arm.
And said, when I came back in, said, Thomas Cooney, you have been found out.
So, do you have the teacher's name?
Mrs. K. She was nice.
Mrs. K.
Bumped into
Mrs.
her,
K.
you know.
You bumped into after. Her, your arm. Yeah.
A bit naughty there.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Yeah. Dave, you are our detective.
Yep.
This is the message for you to decipher. Oh my God, did I really just send you a jar of piss? Tasty.
Okay. Sounds like Cameron, but we'll start. Max?
Hello.
Inhale.
Inhale this bitch.
Expand.
He's
one step ahead of you there.
Fuck you! Nah, man.
Don't fall for this dumb cop persona.
Yeah, man.
I've got it where I want it.
Disabled detective.
He gets us all with this one.
Good cut back.
No, scary movie one, that one.
No, I've never seen it, man.
Never seen it.
Devastating.
Basically, a friend of mine.
Yeah.
She was in an office.
Okay.
Got stuck in. There was a group of people outside.
Yeah. Tissue on your neck.
No, it's a. Oh, man.
It's all part of the persona.
Keep it there, yeah.
Be caught wiping, man.
It works. This cop's got his gloves stuck to his hand.
We got our best guy on the case.
But he always gets results.
He should be with you in a minute.
Got me eye caught on the finger. Oh,
I've been meaning to put this magnifying glass down for years. Long story short, friend of mine got trapped in an office.
Yeah,
there's a load of people outside, so she did the right thing and weed in a jar.
In a jar instead.
And then accidentally sent me a picture of it.
Okay. Yeah. Who is this friend? Like, who is this friend to you?
Friend from like an old job.
Old job, right?
Old
okay.
job.
Okay.
Old job.
Tom.
Yep.
Elaborate.
Okay, so I had to have some health tests done.
Yeah.
And as part of that, I had to provide a urine sample. I needed to drop it back off at the surgery. I did it at home, so it was in the fridge. But I also had some stuff there. I was cooking at the studio, making something for lunch. Forgot the stuff. Asked Devon to send it over in a bag in a taxi. Took the Sainsbury's bag, went upstairs onto where everyone is. We were all in the bar that day.
Yeah.
And I was just getting all the ingredients out to cook. And I was stood next to the owner of the studio. And just pulled out
the piss,
and I don't know if it was a joke. Dave said she did it by accident, so I sent her a letter now, and she said, "I can't believe I just sent you that."
The piss.
That was that was on Tuesday.
Stephen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Elaborate.
This is a message I received from a female.
Okay.
Back in my college days.
Oh, why did you receive it? What was the instant behind it?
She was a strange woman.
Yeah.
She's speaking to me for a start.
Self-deprecating.
Yeah. But she was one of those who, it was somewhat, sexual.
Say no more.
And would send no, Dave.
Oh.
23-year-old virgin.
Oh.
but I was a bit of a prude. Didn't really understand what was going on. So she'd send messages, sort of hinting at things, and I was very unaware. But looking back, there was things she'd send that were just, you know, I should have stopped speaking to her.
One of them is
she was being tested for an STI or something.
Oh, right, okay.
And she sent me a picture of that. And then she went, oh, did I just send you a picture of my piss? It's like, you knew what you were doing. You knew you were sending it. So I asked, why are you doing that? And she was like, talk about her STI.
Yeah.
And she may or may not have had.
Yeah. Hot that.
Never know.
Not that
now.
I need to worry about it. But okay. Yeah, she'd often send sexual gifts. And I was just like, oh, that's cool.
Panicking.
Here's a gif of her Happy Gilmore.
Anyway, here's a photo of my teddy bear.
Here's my shit. Richard Chlamydia, because I shag.
I had gonorrhea. I actually did think gonorrhea was a form of diarrhea, so there you go.
My God.
I think you're telling the truth, Bex. I did, at first, as soon as you said it, didn't believe you at all. But now I think you're telling the truth.
Ding!
Well done.
Did I get it right?
Well done, Dave.
Yeah, I didn't believe any of it. And then
really?
Started going around. I was all like, about, I don't know now.
Got weird friends.
Hey, hey.
That was the most unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Weird pissy friends.
Well done, Dave.
Thank you very much. Done, cheers, cheers.
This is from Finn Racine. He said, just heard Max was fuming. I mentioned Tim Rooney and not him. Maybe review some fucking movies, yeah? And I'll mention him next time. I experienced the loss of a pet. Yeah, you're upset that he lost his pet. And he said, thank you to Tom Looney for being so loony.
Well,
cheers, mate. Thank you very much. It means a lot.
I'll review Marley and me next week. That's just nasty, that, isn't it?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
This one's from Ralphie T.
Hey!
Ralphie T. Ralphie T. Ralphie T. Your embarrassing story.
Hey!
Shut up, Dave.
Damn it.
Smash your head through that table. I won't. Don't have the strength. I had to play the trumpet in front of the whole school for the Remembrance Day service during the 2 minute silence. That's where you're going wrong already.
Yeah.
Let them be silent. Not yet.
Probably Louis Armstrong.
Now's my chance. Time to become the school honey. It started fine, but gradually got worse. And by the end, I couldn't hit any of the high notes, and it sounded like a dying pig. Luckily, I was playing from outside the hall. But when people came out, they were laughing, and my friends told me even the teachers were laughing. What's worse is that it was the 100-year anniversary, the worst day of my school life. Cheers, Ralphie T.
Well done,
Ralphie T. Ralphie T. Ralphie T. Ralphie T. Oh, Ralphie T.
Best one yet, I think.
Yeah. Out of his depth.
Yeah. I like that.
He's my favourite one.
Attention to detail. I felt like I was there.
Yeah.
No.
Some probably was. Oh, who's Annette?
Oh.
Yeah, man.
It's now time for IMAX.
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
Sort of what me and Ryan do, isn't it?
Shut up and sit down. We have a joke thief that needs to be punished pronto.
That's right. Tom, you're in the fire.
Sorry, Max.
Oh.
Who's that aimed at?
Tom.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, man.
Pushing him into
pushing
the...
Pushing me, man.
I didn't push
my thing right. Right.
Yeah, man. Proper push me.
We'll play it back.
Just aim, mate.
Shamed. Oh, me and Ryan have a special connection.
Yeah, yeah. And they're just trying
no
to steal
part
it.
To play
you clearly out to get me this one.
I don't know.
You've got something planned.
Literally, no, sir. No part to play in that.
That's fine, mate.
Yeah, well, you were. I was just doing that to the, and you were.
Wow. That's twice now.
Twice.
Play it again,
this is corruption.
Yeah, man.
Fucking corruption.
Nothing corrupt about
this goes
here.
All the way to the very top.
That's two punishments.
People love what me and Ryan get up to. Yeah, honestly, no, except for Ryan.
Except for guys, you need to call it out.
They can.
Bad things happen when good people do nothing.
You're assaulting Max then.
Yeah, man. Speaking of crimes, this week's IMAX, I love a bit of rap.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, nice. I love a bit of rap.
Do you rap yourself?
Yeah.
I have never rapped myself.
In a duvet.
No, I got my mummy to do that.
Big in blanket.
Big in blanket.
Are you fucking kidding? Yes. Joke thief. No, I thought that. I thought that earlier.
Is that for him for claiming to have thought it earlier? Yeah, thank God.
Shut up and sit down.
That's right.
We have a joke thief that needs to be punished.
A false joke thief claim is treated as bad as a joke theft itself.
No, man.
You are right back in there. It is between Max and Tom at the moment.
I love... rap.
Do you ever rap yourself?
Yes. I always rap myself.
Who's your favourite rapper?
Oh God, probably
God,
Eminem.
He is spitting a few bars.
Yeah, God, yeah. I remember, yeah, in Genesis, yeah. Maybe. God,
can we hear some Eminem?
Eminem.
Yeah.
You've only got one shot. Do not let your chance to go disappear without you.
Did you go to the bootleg Eminem concert? It looks different.
It's M and M. It was two brothers.
Yeah. M's a woman's name, isn't it?
Yeah. It could be.
It is.
Could be. Maybe they don't conform to gender.
Maybe.
Specifics.
Yeah.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
My name's IMAX and I'm here to say I like to watch movies every day, but black and white ain't for me. I need all the colours on my screen. Fuck the BNP, brap brap. Yeah, motherfucker, that's the kind of lyrical science I'll be dropping at the new 9 Mile Underground Club. Be there or be square. Bye. Wow, it feels so good to be given back to the youth. And what better than the gift of movie-related rap? I'm a hero. Now to relax in my dressing room. Hello?
Hey guys, are you okay for water?
No, I'll have a coffee, please. For fuck's sake, hello?
What up, buck faces?
Hey man, when I said I wanted M&Ms in my dressing room, I didn't mean you, lol.
What the fuck are you doing?
Just making jokes. Sorry, sir.
I like to make some jokes.
You better like making me a coffee too, you plum. Go on.
Don't be a dick.
It's hard not to be a dick when it takes up 99% of your body, lol.
Oh, you have a small penis.
Now, mate. Oh, for God's sake. How long were they unzipped?
You know what? I've been trying to ignore it.
I'm fuming. Have you got my coffee, lad?
Would you like sugar with that?
No. Give it here. Owie!
That's an awfully hot coffee pot.
Low.
Yes!
That was sick. What?
Thank you.
Top notch.
Yeah, proud of you, man.
Anyway, Dave, what should the person's punishment be this week?
Person's punishment.
Person's punishment. If you can't speak, get off the podcast, Dave. Go on, get out. Get out, Dave, get out.
Sick and tired of this.
You do look sick. And tired. Anyway, so glad that Dave's gone, because he's stupid.
Yeah, man.
Can you say that again?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I'm so glad Dave's gone, because he's stupid.
Like that.
Oh, God.
Oh, bloody hell. Hello.
Christ.
Hello, what's your name?
Spanish.
Hello there, Spanish.
You're a bit special, aren't you?
My name is Nani.
Nani?
Nani.
What's your name?
My name is...
My name is Name.
Spanish.
My name is...
Nani.
Barnaby Plughole.
Hello, Barnaby Plughole.
Oh, very nice, hello.
Plughole.
Mr. Plughole.
Barnaby Plughole.
What are you doing here, Barnaby?
I am here today on his way from Mexico.
You're speaking in the third person, are you, Barnaby?
I'm on my way home. No, I'm on my way from Mexico.
You seem worried.
I am panicking. I'll tell you the reason why I panic.
This is a safe space here,
because
man.
I'm on my way from Mexico to fight for the Russians.
For the Russians?
fight for the Russians.
Or to fight them.
No, no, go with it. Let's ride this way.
You got a double agent here, boys.
I'm here to fight the Russians.
Oh, fight them.
Yeah, fight them. What did I get confused?
I think. Yeah.
And I'm addicted to waxing.
Your accent's all over the place.
I don't know how to do Spanish.
You sort of sound German.
So we're going all over the place. We'll start over here.
Do you know, are you on a come down? Do you need to maybe, you know...
I'm sweating loads. I get nervous around this area, especially what's going
Manchester.
On. Yeah, no, just, you know,
you're
the
not Spanish
people.
At all.
but you're heading to fight the Russians.
Yes.
This is far less, you know, testy than the...
Exactly, exactly. I'm going over there to... to start the riots.
Yeah. You want to start the riots and you're nervous about Manchester in a podcast studio.
No, I get very sweaty. It's like it's in England.
There you go. Not like a jockey.
Yeah.
That's how I look.
What's Mexico like, Barnaby?
Mexico is very sunny. They got lots of small dogs. They got loads of small dogs. They must have somewhere in the millions.
Wow.
Not all in like New Mexico, but
no,
around
America,
the coping area.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Albuquerque, isn't it?
I get confused. And so I am here to go fight against the Russians.
Right.
Why have you decided to do that, Bruno?
Because it's in my own heart. Is he Spanish?
No, he's not.
This is wrong.
Sorry, we have a friend called Dave who sometimes he rips off characters.
Does he?
I'll just play this for Dave.
This is not what I am doing. I got very confused.
It's okay. Well, when Dave comes back, we'll let him know that he's in the firing line.
Probably might need to be waxed.
He's in the firing line with Max and Dave.
This is not what I am doing.
I mean, Max and Tom, sorry.
I'll change it up.
Hey, just be yourself, Barnaby
okay,
Pluckhole. There's only one Barnaby Pluckhole.
That's the point.
So what's your beef with Russia?
I got problem with Putin. He stole all the waxing materials from Spain, which is where I'm from.
From Spain?
I thought you were
from Mexico.
No. I just fly over there to see my mother, and then I fly
How
back
is
to...
She?
Yeah, she's good.
How'd you fly there?
With wings.
You're
silly.
Flew into it. Thanks. Thank you.
Great setup by me.
Love it. So what I did. I love waxing. I'm addicted to waxing.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting.
We've got some wax.
Yeah, we've got some wax strips there, mate.
Barnaby, you're in luck.
God, your lucky day, man.
Fill your boots, mate. We can do
your arm if you want to eat that.
Yeah, we'll eat that up.
Yeah.
Eat that up, baby. Eat that up.
Waxing is my favourite.
We accommodate everyone here, Barnaby. Don't you worry. It's amazing that you're addicted, and it's hard to come by sometimes.
And it's so weird.
Kept them thinking we might need them again.
Don't
no idea it'd be so soon.
This shit coming, you know? Like, if this happens to a person one time, you expect it not to happen again.
Well, I mean, I'm just obviously very concerned that Putin has taken all the wax material from Spain, so it's a good job.
I can't believe.
It must have been months since your last wax, man.
We're falling for this again.
You'll be so smooth and sleek.
Yeah.
Like the Russians.
Like a slippery little snake.
Is. Honestly,
slippery little Spanish snake. Get all on Russians.
I don't want to take from you.
Get it on the under. You don't want to waste our good wax.
Does anyone want to get out of the punishment next week?
Yes.
Oh yeah. So wait, if I do it now, does Tom have to do something next week?
That's
enough. Yeah, nice.
This isn't a punishment. What? This is fantastic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that means
people
my name's
are going to vote for it.
That's not fair. Well, now Max is out the running because he's been punished.
Yeah, been punished.
No. So,
yeah.
God, such a punishment this, man. Oh.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Dave's still in the running.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Shit.
So it's just it's you and Dave when he comes back. Anyway,
I'll do this after the show.
I like to get pleasure out of it.
How does it pleasure you?
I don't know. It's just so thrilling the way it rips off your hair.
I like to touch.
I like to get really hairy and then do it all at once.
Ooh. Oh yeah, wow! All of it.
Yeah. So Like, who would like to do the honors?
I don't want to do yours, Dave, because okay. I don't like causing people harm.
That's okay.
You can
mind.
Do mine, mate.
Right. Oh, it's going well.
Fuck you, Dave. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
I'm so sorry. At least don't curse Dave.
Hell, man.
Dave's not even here.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, plug hole.
Do you not find that attractive?
How are you, Barnaby?
I'm very excited.
Are you excited to take on the Russians with your new newfound smoothness?
Yeah, exactly. The bullets will just bounce off me.
I think that's how it works.
They are not ready for you, Eddie.
I'm so smooth, baby.
That's why it's never men that go to war. It's women and babies.
That baby's indestructible.
Would anyone like to do it?
I believe it. Max?
No, I don't. Yeah. No. Tom? You do it, Tom.
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
I'll try and do it. It's quick and painless.
You're psychopathic.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, hi.
To get the rest of it.
No, you're good.
Anyway, Barnaby, so...
You can take that with you, mate.
Have you ever fought in a war before?
No. Civil rights wars, maybe? Yes, would you support me in the Russian war?
Absolutely.
Against the Russians. That made that very clear.
Yeah, I'm 100% backing you.
Very clear.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
When they see you march over that hill...
with my blendiness...
Blendiness. You're gonna put it to them.
Exactly.
Is this classic Spanish war?
It is. Yeah. It is. Yeah.
Is this their armor?
This is what we wear, uniform? Like you know, against the balls. It's like
the balls.
Like are you
for the Red Army? Yeah.
I could be embarrassed. That's correct. I could be embarrassed quite badly here. But is it true that you're gonna try and lead a bull all the way to Russia and just get it to plow into?
You're so right. That's what I'm doing. I go over with the ball. There's 50 of them behind.
Wow, that's 50. Yeah. How are they gonna get from Spain or Mexico to
very
Russia?
Good swimmers.
Really?
Very good swimmers.
Fantastic.
You don't know that about balls, but
you're taking them to Mexico.
Yes.
Well, no, he's going from Mexico to Russia.
To Russia.
Oh, right, okay. Fair enough.
With are a you pit still. Stop in Manchester.
You can always just pick the balls up in Spain,
that's
I guess.
That's it. Yeah.
Save them to swim.
But obvious.
So you said that you're on your way from Mexico to Russia. Does that mean the bulls are around here now?
They're just parked outside.
Just parked.
I've got a clamp on them so they don't run off.
Well,
however, I do hear screaming. So that's someone else's problem.
Yeah, man.
You know.
Love that.
How many balls did you say there are?
Do you want to go and check on them,
I'll
Barnaby?
Go check on them. It's been a pleasure.
Where did you carry these 50 bull clamps whilst you travel?
Bye, Barnaby. I love your trousers.
Or do you just rent them everywhere you go?
Good luck, Barnaby.
Just rent them.
There he goes.
Hi.
That's incredible. What a story.
Good man. It's now time for Dave's Raves.
It's Dave's Raves. Dave's Raves. Gotta get those Dave's Raves.
He's angry. Dave, this week I thought I'd go up against you.
Okay.
With Stephen's Despise.
Oh. I have
five. How many do you have?
I've never won one of these head-to-heads. I have...
One. I thought you did win one, did you?
Yeah, five. Right, let's
there
go.
There we go. Oh, wow. 4 and 5. Maybe right. Improv.
Some of them were not meant to be used.
My pin number, I hate it.
One of my pet peeves is opening a new toilet roll. You know, trying to get that little bit that flicks down.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
When it goes wrong and
exactly,
you go around.
And then, yeah, exactly. And then it's all ripped and then you've got the fin strips.
When you only get half a ply at the start.
Yeah, and yeah. And then you wipe your arse with that, your fingers going through, then you're
stop,
fucked.
Dave.
And then you keep wiping with your
and
own
you
hand.
You keep wiping, you're like, it's too far gone now. Might as well just use the whole hand.
I'm glad you have a bath.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
My first one.
Exactly.
The thing about, and you may think I'm just playing to the crowd here, but the thing about gym locker rooms that annoys me is there's always someone in front of my locker when I come back to get my stuff. There's someone stood there.
And then you feel awkward.
Yeah, and I'm like,
inside.
Just waiting in there. Yeah. You know, half naked.
Or naked.
Or naked.
Both of you.
I don't. That doesn't annoy me. and on top of that, people that eat meals in the locker room. Fuck off with your grains and protein, yeah?
Imagine especially doing like both at the same time.
Stinky pasta as well.
That's a draw for now.
Do you know, they're both, you know, that's happened to me a lot.
Burning
annoying.
Burning annoying. I'll tell you all. Really, these people annoy me. These types of people.
He's gone off list.
I've got nothing written down. people who dip a biscuit in a coffee. Now that. Is vile.
You get served coffees with biscuits sometimes. Yeah, a little Biscoff.
I mean, you know, you might not. It's not vile, is it? It's not like, my lord.
Dipping it into creamy hot liquid.
Don't dip it into tea. It's like dipping it into hot water.
Yeah.
My one. People that retweet themselves. Fuck off. Actually, the first time. Didn't like it.
Yeah, man.
True.
I'll give that one to Stephen.
Damn it. Yeah. Did that in your coffee and dunk it or whatever you do.
This one's a mouthful. When a load of cars are stopped because of a red light and you cross, but not sure how much time you have. So you wait, but you had loads of time, but now you feel like people are looking at you in the car and laughing at you.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
So I've been there.
Cars. So the light's gone red.
Yeah, the light's gone red.
And you're thinking you've not got much time.
Yeah, yeah. And
So you don't cross.
Oh, I might as well just wait for the green man.
You kind of go and then...
And then it turns out you had loads of time. So all these cars are now looking at you going, you could have made that, mate. You're a right twat. Now they've driven off.
Yeah.
Now you're waiting an extra 5 minutes for the green
man. So you never made it in the end.
That's good. It's annoying.
My maths teacher, they wouldn't let me go to the toilet in school. What a bitch. Yeah.
No need.
Just need to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
He's a good student.
Yeah.
Well, let me go to the toilet. A couple of minutes.
What are you going
to
do? We in the classroom?
Exactly. Like in the corner.
People are pissed in the classroom.
Yeah.
Especially in primary.
Yeah,
weird.
Man.
I recognise that. I wasn't there, but I guess it's a good bugbear. Should we call it a draw?
Yeah.
The previous day when it happened.
Yeah.
Just to run under cold water.
Neck and neck still. Apart from the fact that Stephen's winning.
They're necking.
Being the only person walking around with your hoodie up, that worries me. Because I've got my hoodie up and no one else has.
So you feel like the bad guy.
Yeah, so I feel like a bit of a tip.
And you can't take your hood off.
And I can't take my hood off because then I'm going to be cold and then I'm going to have like stickiness.
Yeah, you just said your neck waxed.
Yeah, man. You want to show it off?
No, exactly. Look at this, baby.
Dave, why are you walking ahead?
I want to take my hood off, but I can't.
It's kind of like that all the time.
Good physical comedy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I love that.
It might not have been the strongest point, but some banter.
The humour.
Yeah. You know.
Yes.
I'll leave it there before I ruin it.
Clever move.
I really respect that.
I may have front loaded mine. Number four, gal with honky punani. Not in the racial sense.
Yeah, they're so relatable.
Proper pongs, mate.
Jesus Christ.
I think Stephen's what now?
I'm sitting next to the male version of that.
Yes.
I win.
I'll give that one, Dave. So this is for the win.
So this one, I got a little bit confused. This is more of a question.
I've been the only one that's wearing a hat in the group.
If you had a half brother born on the same day as you, would that be your twin?
No, I don't think so.
Damn it.
Anyway, my last one. People that ask me for a picture and just hand their phone to whoever I'm with.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Yeah,
been there.
Mate, been there, done that.
I don't like that,
I'm a glorified
respect people.
Photographer.
Yeah. So we just changed the screensaver, don't we?
Yeah, man.
This is a bad example, but someone did it this week to Ryan, which you probably find funny.
That's fair, man. I respect that.
But I was in the station, he came over and went, "Oh, you're Stephen Tries, aren't you?" I went, yeah, he went, "Can I have a picture?" I went, yeah. And then just went like that.
Do you know what? It's so fucking rude.
Yeah.
It is so rude. Never do it again.
I've just started dropping their phones.
That's when they say, you started robbing them.
Yeah. Just, cheers, mate.
Thank you. I don't even know this guy.
It's when they go, I'm a massive fan. And then they'll just go, like that. People are filming. I forget their names. But Ryan took the phone and went, thank you, Ryan. And he went, oh, yeah, thanks. scum.
Yeah. Oh, it's tough. But I think Stephen
with the honky poo now.
To be fair, you were right about my four. I did only have four. That was just a question.
You shouldn't lie then.
I had to pull it in there.
It's not time for Tom Looney.
No! No! My insurance papers!
My name!
Oh. He insured that piece of paper.
Bit of an educational one this week.
Oh! Can I go to the toilet?
Yeah, off you go. Yeah, off you go.
And we'll also be visited by some Mexicans next week.
Just, really? So basically, obviously, I was thinking, you know, about Russia and the Ukraine this week and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And that, you know, kind of our history.
Did that fall over? That's because my protein bottles are so bad they just fall over. Fucking just random, innit?
Yeah, man.
I had some ashes in one, they just fell over and blew in the wind.
Yeah.
It was a shit.
Puts the ashes in the right place.
My friend who was a gym freak, man. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was just basically, so, you know, in school, we learn a lot about World War One, World War Two, and we kind of gloss over a lot of things.
Yeah, you know.
Know more about history will help us kind of understand how things are today and why these conflicts happen and stuff. So I just thought it was interesting. I was looking last night in the period between 1917 and 1924, just a few years.
Well, must have been a lot of tampons.
A lot of tampons, yeah, of course, obviously.
Sorry.
But all these things happened. I'm about to tell you these things.
Yeah. 7 years broken down into a few mere minutes.
And it explains a lot. Feel free to stop me. Ask me to expand on it.
Okay.
So we had...
Look at Max when you say expand.
Oh, fucking hell, whoever said that.
Wrong.
You said expand. Gotta listen.
Get fucked, man.
You've already switched off. Whoever said that?
Fucking hell.
Whoever's flapping the gun.
Wait till I get you. Mud me up.
Don't watch this back.
You wait till the edit.
So we had Spanish flu.
Yay!
Hey. Actually, not Spanish.
Did that hit the brain?
Austrian, I'm sorry.
And the voice box.
Well, it broke out at the end of World War One amongst all the Allies and stuff, and people fighting. But they didn't
escape.
But they didn't want to report any bad news, so they waited for it to get to neutral Spain, then reported it.
Really?
That's why it's called the Spanish.
Blame the Spanish.
There we go.
Yeah, there you go. Blame the Spanish.
They
had the first global economic crisis. The entire world. In between World War One and Two, France invaded Germany again.
Did they?
Naughty. Yeah, so don't hear about that.
You don't hear about that. But they went in because Germany couldn't afford to give them coal. Mussolini.
Good left back.
Rise of Mussolini. We kind of gloss over the birth of fascism in Europe.
Yeah.
Civil war in Germany. Hitler's beer push.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he was put in prison when he wrote Mein Kampf and charged with treason.
Yeah.
So that was good.
It's a great Robert Carlyle show.
Yeah.
Where he plays a young Hitler.
Yeah. Take a look at that. Let us know you found it in the comments. Hungary went communist. That was good. Ukraine tried to go independent, and then the Russians crushed that. The Allies tried to carve up Turkey.
Christmas!
Leading to that war of independence, which has kind of fucked the entire continent around there. Yeah, that's really awful. You had an Arab Spring, basically, in this.
That's nice.
Town.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yankee
very
candles.
Nice.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm thinking of rain.
Yeah, man. The effective creation of Saudi Arabia, which is kind of pretty significant these days. Big country that was born out of that period.
It should be closed off and all.
Yeah, man.
It should be siphoned away.
Yeah, man. Caucasian states tried to become independent, and they're still kind of at war.
Caucasian?
Georgia. All them ones around there. Azerbaijan. Armenia, and they're still kind of in civil war today. No.
There you go.
We don't hear about
that. Yemen, is that still a country?
Yemen.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. You probably know about this one now, the Tulsa Race Riot.
Tulsa Race.
We all know about that now.
Do something wacky next week. Talk about who can blow up the most balloons in a minute.
Yeah, I
love that.
People like to be informed, you know. I know some of the fans
read Wikipedia,
out there,
mate. Don't listen to this.
Yeah, I did a lot of this research myself.
It's time for Put It To The Max.
Put it to the max, to the max. Put it to the max.
Hey guys, love the podcast and love the sketches.
Yeah!
Sketches? Well,
I also have a YouTube channel. Oh, okay.
Oh.
You know, he's come on to plug his stuff.
Yeah, there we go. I don't know what Gmail.
Bit of both. Could be.
Is that a car for you? Someone out.
Also have a YouTube channel with my little brother where we unbox toys and give our reviews. The issue is the lads at school have found out and become picking on me. Someone even launched a Stretch Armstrong figure at my classroom door and screamed, "Review this, you dog." before running off. They even did that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they even did that. Aside from giving them a detention, is there any way to get these kids back on my side? It's affecting my teaching job.
It's affecting my teaching job.
What? Some of these crazy listeners, man.
I was not expecting that.
Did they leave a name?
Just said thanks, Kiss.
Mr. Kiss, I'm assuming. Or Mr. Kiss, probably.
Be a weird name for a teacher, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Mr. Kiss.
Mr. Kiss.
Mr. Kiss.
You know what you got to do for your name.
Just did that though. You will now be punished on your own unless Tom makes a mistake. You are such a naughty boy, David.
I'm so nervous right now.
So, what's your favourite joke from any film, TV series? Or...
You're good, man.
No comment.
Now you get him.
Let me try one more time. So, Tom.
You look so small.
You just did that bit.
No.
Everyone's so afraid to say anything.
Mr. Kiss. So he does a toy box review.
Yeah, I guess sort of like Ryan's toy review.
No one's asked you to do that, though.
Ryan's doing a toy review. Yeah. His mum was, I remember that.
That works.
So the kids are picking on him.
Yeah,
throwing stuff at the they shouldn't be throwing stuff at the classroom. That's not cool.
Yeah, you can't try to teach that. But
what do you reckon he teaches?
Like geography. That's quite a gimpy thing.
Could
to
be
teach
geography, him. or maybe he's an RE teacher.
Gimp, proper gimp. Yeah.
Well, if he was an RE teacher, maybe pray to someone.
Yeah, pray to your God.
Stop. Yeah. If he's a geography teacher, pray to a rock.
Yeah. PE teacher.
The rock.
Pray to the rope.
Yeah.
What?
They climb rope.
Yeah, you do.
Just climb a rope.
You can't get me up here, boys.
Yeah.
And girls.
Yeah.
Girls can be bullies too.
Yeah.
So true. Do you want to say something to Janine?
Stop it!
Nice.
Yeah.
Has something happened?
Janine's been picking on me.
Don't worry about it.
You kidding?
Yeah.
Again. Yeah. What's she done this time?
She slashed my tyres.
She slashed your tyres?
Yeah, man.
On his pram.
Yeah, my big pram, that's it.
I mean, Janine sort of has a point.
I love my pram.
Should we act out what's going on with Mr. Kiss?
Yeah.
Do you want to be a naughty kid? Because most kid, of your Stephen lives were about naughty kids.
Yeah.
Be a naughty kid.
I'll be Stretch Armstrong.
Stretch Armstrong. I'll be the teacher then. I'll be the teacher. Or I'll be the kid, actually.
I'm the teacher.
Two naughty kids and a Stretch Armstrong and a teacher.
You'd be a naughty kid too.
I'll throw you.
Do you want to be my little brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Not yet. So, class, today we are learning about volcanoes.
More like you're a dickhead.
Put your hand up before you insult me. Gosh darn it. Yes.
More like you're a dickhead.
Heard that before. Just a little joke.
Get him, Keith.
Don't call me by my first name. God damn it.
Yo-yo.
Keith Kiss needs to be respected. Sorry, kids.
Yo-yo.
Why is he here?
Where's the paedophile alarm? Someone hit it first.
I'm not a paedophile, I'm a baby.
Get away from him.
I'm a baby.
He's 6 foot and in a pram.
I technically can't be a paedophile.
Quick, slash his tyres. Janine.
Slash him.
Don't slash me.
Use your compasses, children. Cut him up something fierce.
I've literally just been born about 5 years ago.
I respect you now, sir.
Kids, hit him with a ruler. Do something. Mate. Defend yourself.
Bye.
This is why we had an assembly about it. Now that he's gone.
Yeah.
Volcanoes.
So have this Stretch Armstrong, you bastard.
I'm over here.
Oh.
Why are you coming for me?
You've just hit the school jock James Jones there.
Oh, shit.
He's out the football team now because you hit him with a stretch Armstrong.
Oh, no, James.
We're never going to win the final and get the chicks at prom. I mean...
Hungry, hungry hippo.
Wait till my little brother finds out about this.
Someone cover the crack in the door. Multi-roll it. Guys, it is, of course, bring your little brother to work day.
Yeah.
So please welcome mine, Humphrey.
Hello. I was in this little box.
Quite a big box.
Yeah, it's a big box. You know, it'll need to be. You've told the TV. It's so thin, though, isn't it? Because you sold the TV. It's big, like, width-wise.
It's all out of shape. You ruined that box. You fucking ruined
that. Hey, Humphrey, watch your language.
Fucking ruined that box.
Fucking take my yo-yo.
What are you throwing at me? Why is everyone throwing things in the wrong direction? Like a yo-yo, we've had some ups and downs this year. Shut up, Humphrey. But we are now going to learn about...
Rubik's Cube!
No! Entrepreneurial genius that is making unboxing videos. Humphrey, please take front and stage.
I've unboxed myself!
Yeah, we've done that.
Hey. What do you want to talk about, sir?
The unboxing videos you do.
We do. We do it together, don't we?
It's more you, though, isn't it?
No. I just sit on your lap to look pretty. You get a certain audience. And you get all free toys.
Is that your lap he's on, sir?
My little brother is on my lap.
Yeah, see?
He insists on it.
Yeah.
Why is he raised a bit more?
What do you mean? Why is he raised?
Raised a bit more on your lap.
What the hell are you talking? What are you implying?
Right. Pathetic. That's what that was.
Brother's got a boner.
Upset, Keith.
Don't say that.
No, it's the name of this new game I've unboxed.
We're not.
Brother's got a boner.
He's got a boner.
That's addressed to Carol Locke. What are you doing? Put that away.
Sorry.
Humphrey, you brought Brother Has a Boner into school.
I didn't know what it was. I didn't unbox it before I unboxed it.
Why didn't you even film that? That is your whole job, filming unboxing.
I filmed it. I've got a GoPro on my head.
No, you don't.
Look at it.
That's an Oxo cube, you fucking idiot.
Oxo cube?
Yes.
I've got Oxo cube with me fucking head.
And what have you got a GoPro in your stock at home?
Oh,
twats.
Oh, fucking GoPro soup. It's a hit.
It's not a hit. You'll get a hit.
No, don't hit me again.
More hits than our videos get, you fucking loser.
No, we've gone viral.
No, we've not. Not for the right reasons.
Call us the Corona Boys, could have gone viral. We're very big in Wuhan.
Put this bit on TikTok.
Glib it, boys.
Move it.
So I hope that helps, Mr. Kiss. That's time for the final question.
It's the final
question. Would you rather go about your normal day naked or fall asleep for a year?
Oh.
I think everyone's going to say naked. Should we make it naked for a week?
Naked for a week.
Or asleep for a whole year.
The problem is, if I went about a week naked...
do like the sleep.
I'd lose my job. Unless I didn't go into work.
You just have to book it off.
But if I had to do my normal week and it's not an option to not do football,
go about your normal week.
You know, all the things I do, then all the things I do I will not be welcome back to.
You have to do this naked.
We'll let you back on here.
Yeah.
Exactly, but this
Wait
is all I have.
Next week.
And when this is all I've got.
Yeah.
All you'll ever need.
Yeah.
Soon find out if you've got the confidence boost you need, you know. If it's big enough.
Dave, you pervert. Dave, do you reckon you get more tips?
No. Got a big bum. That's about it.
If you were naked and Ryan was going about his normal shift normal, who gets more tips?
Probably me still.
Yeah. He's terrible, isn't he? He really is.
Woeful, mate.
Absolutely awful.
He's the worst. It's
depressing to watch.
It is.
Awful.
You enjoying yourself, Ryan?
Yeah.
So he does.
That's how he does.
Didn't lose, really.
That's what he said.
Me.
And you've decided to repeat that.
Max,
sleep for a year.
It's a bad year though, isn't it? Because like obviously we
miss out on a year of life.
Yeah, we do miss out on a year of life. But
I feel like
if I could have slept through the last year.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, I probably wouldn't have done.
I would.
I'd just go naked for a week.
Would you go outside?
A normal week.
Yeah, you have to. You have to go to the gym naked.
I'm going to visit my sister. I'll go to the gym. If you don't get arrested, obviously if you get arrested and jailed for 2 years or a year and a day, that'd be annoying.
Yeah. I guess, what there has to be some sort of like assurance that you won't be punished for being naked. Because if you were to walk around naked, you will go to prison.
Yeah.
Or there will be jurisdictions.
Consequences.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can't, like, yeah. I'm thinking about these consequences. I'm just kind of trying to forget this, the year sleeping, and thinking about this naked week, and it's not a good week.
You're just doing OnlyFans for that.
Yeah. Call it right.
Everyone
cheek,
see left your
cheek.
Legs, you know.
Dave, I don't mean together. Damn it. I'm not pressing our bums together.
Go on.
You got a message from right cheek. That's me. Yes, left cheek is splattered in shit. It's because he only used half a ply and fingered his bum for a while. I warned him.
Floodgates opened.
Are you going to sleep then?
Yeah, I think I'd have to.
Yeah.
Oh, but what? I'd do naked for a
you
week.
You know, if you slept for a year.
Yeah.
I can guarantee at least two people around this table would play pranks on you.
Dave, you wouldn't have any. Dave.
You wouldn't have any eyebrows when you wake up.
Yeah, that's all right.
Runny hair.
Well, yeah, I was going to say.
At least my penis will be hidden.
I'm not sure about that.
If you wake up and we've just stolen all your clothes.
I thought, yeah, we had moved him just to the middle of a park, naked.
Yeah, but okay, fine.
Just in that glass box like David Blaine did.
just above the Piccadilly fountain.
Oh, Jesus.
It just dropped. Gone too far.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It's dropped.
What about you, Dave?
I reckon I'll go for the naked thing.
Yeah.
Be quite funny, actually. Not for everyone else, I suppose.
So you'd lose your job, and obviously you can't get a job unless someone does it for you.
For me, exactly. I panic.
So if no one gets you a job, you're now unemployed. I'm full stop.
You could do one of those, do you know when people paint you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, like the muscular things,
life modelling.
I don't think muscular. No,
too lazy to ever get dressed again.
Yeah. Save on washing.
Full time
naked tractor.
Muscular.
Yeah.
And you're naked as well.
I think I'd have to say sleep.
Life's too short for me.
What a day. Naked.
Yeah. What day naked?
Naked, clothed. Oh, wait, sleeping.
Yeah, man.
I bet they're sleeping together, mate. Well, I guess just a couple of bunch boys naked together,
yeah? Together.
Nothing gay about sleep.
I think Tom just repeated a joke there that no one else heard, but I definitely did.
No.
What
you
was
do
it?
Know. You do know.
No.
False claims are.
Shut up and sit down. We have a joke thief that needs to be punished pronto.
Well Tom's character this week is called Scott Freak. He's just gotten away with it. Unfortunately, Dave.
Got.
I was in trouble, like, you know, big 5 minutes from the end.
And we will have to get rid of this joke thief segment sooner or later because no one can speak.
It's going
to
hurt my arm.
We have got some great content from it, though.
So true.
Yeah, true.
Great content.
Baby's bottom now.
Weird. Yeah. Fucking weird, though. Talking about sleeping with me earlier, now you're talking about my baby's bottom.
I wasn't talking about sleeping with you, mate.
You were. You looked at me in the eye.
Just absolutely made that up. Wishful thinking, mate. Yeah.
Oh, nothing wishful about that, mate.
Wish dream, dude.
What's the opposite of a wish? A nightmare? I don't know. Yeah. Or maybe a bad wish.
You're telling me. Imagine it.
Yeah.
Awful. Wish that you got wrong.
Wish that.
Nice.
Anyway, let's end this.
Thanks for watching the Stephen Tries podcast. I've been joined by David Rees.
Thank you. Bye. Afternoon or evening.
It's you and Ryan that need to be punished. So we could do a vote. JK, you're both getting punished.
Nice.
Work out what to do.
Look forward to that.
Max Smith.
Oh!
I'm still clapping.
Cheers, mate. So let's have friends somewhere.
It's a gentle clap. Sort of been exposed for my clap now. Okay. God, how's it make this all about me? And Tom Looney.
Yay!
I love that. So loony, man. Oh. Right on my street.
Yeah. Nah, that wasn't actually. Yeah. That was actually something else. Nah, man. Nah, I know what you're. I know it. I hate to stop you there. But that was what I was doing was completely different to what he did. So I was doing it in a different way.
I was talking about Dave clapping like I was.
Yeah, I was doing a queef.
What?
Bye.
Unfortunately, this has been a bad offence. For crimes this week. I don't think any of that made sense. Anyway, thanks for watching.
Thanks.
Stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.